Hello and welcome to episode number 5 of the Follow Me and Die podcast. This is Larry Hamilton with Follow Me and Die. You can find me at followmeanddie.com and Follow Me and Die on YouTube and Twitter. Today I was thinking about what could I possibly talk about. Sometimes the ideas are so full and fast that you can't write them down fast enough, and other times you seem to just struggle. My thoughts then turned to things we were talking about in the Wednesday night AD&D game that we play on Roll20 that we just had session 209 and finally made it into space alive, so maybe we'll save the world. One thing we got into a discussion about one time was about the first level cleric spell Command and how it's limited to one word and it has to be an action verb, and if it is something that would, in advanced D&D, something that would cause the character, the victim, to harm themselves, they'll fall asleep, basically, instead of harm themselves. I got to looking to see where this spell started, and it must have either been in the supplements to the original D&D, because the first book of the original D&D does not list command as an option. Also, Holmes Blue Box Basic does not list command as an option, but it's definitely an advanced D&D. I didn't go into detail to figure out when between original and advanced D&D it was added. I just know that that's where I'm familiar with it, and those that are interested in the history of it, they can dig that out. But my argument is that we're limited by the limitations of English. Unlike other languages, such as Spanish that I studied in high school, a verb in English doesn't tell you who's the person supposed to do the action, whereas a verb in Spanish includes the person that's supposed to do, that the action is related to. For example, hablo español means I speak Spanish. Hablo, I speak. Habla, he, she speaks. Hablas, the familiar form of you speaks. Habla, you speak. Let's see. Hablan, they speak. So you can say a lot more with one word in another language than you can in English. And so we argued about that and said, well, since the native language of this world is this type of language, when I say this, yeah, we kind of joked about that. So I wonder, what's it like when you play RPGs like AD&D with a spell like Command in another language? Is it more flexible than that? How do you limit it? Because it's more specific than what it would otherwise be. Plus, you can, in some languages, get a degree of intensity with the language. I know, for example, in Biblical Hebrew, the Semitic languages don't have root for their verbs. They have what they call stems, because it's a totally different idea. And the verb has an intensity to it. And for example, in many languages, the verb to love is a regular verb. And so they use that to teach you how to do the conjugation for a regular verb. In Biblical Hebrew, it is not a regular verb. For some reason, when I studied that way back when, they had us use to kill, which was a regular verb. And the various degrees of the stems, it got more intense to the point where you annihilate when you kill something. So depending on the nature of how verbs are used in a language would greatly affect how effective the command would be. So I'm just curious what those that play AD&D or similar in their native languages, how does that work? I looked it up in 5th edition, and the command is good for a full round, which, as I understand it, is a minute, and there'd be 10 turns in that minute, because a turn is 6 seconds, if I'm not mistaken. So that means you can do a lot more to the person who's subject to the command than you can in AD&D, where you get basically one round as one action. Other spells that we've recently come across, Chant is a very good spell, but its big limitation is it takes a full turn, 10 rounds to cast it, and then the caster can't stop chanting or it goes away. So we're like, well, we can't be guaranteed to having 10 minutes to stand around and cast the spell before we're going to need it. And I suppose the DM might let the cleric walk around for a bit, but when you stop to rest and you need to take a drink of water or eat, the chant stops. So there's some limitations there. But I did get to thinking about how you could game that spell a little bit. You could have servants carry the cleric around on a palanquin. You know, that's the seat with the poles, and you got at least four guys carrying the elevated seat. Or if you had a high enough level magic user, they could levitate the cleric and push him around so that he's not having to exert himself and walk or run to have the efficacy of the chant. It's interesting how you can kind of break the intent of some spells, but as a DM, I would rule that that chant couldn't last forever, because at some point you're going to have to take a break to eat, drink, and whatever, and you can't do a spell where you're doing those things. But it's interesting how you can stack certain spells and really get some more mileage out of it. I recall one time back in the day, we had a group and we were spread across an island for some reason, and we had some time limit or something, and one of the two other characters with my character, there were three of us, got knocked unconscious or something, and we had to get back fast. And so I levitated the unconscious, I think it was a dwarf, and the other character sat on it, and my character cast fly and pushed the levitating dwarf with the other character riding on the dwarf across the beach to get where we needed to go in time. So that was a good laugh. Everybody thought that was pretty funny. And I've also seen various blog posts and whatnot come out online about how there's useless spells. Well, a spell's only useless if it's used in the wrong context. In the right context, there are spells that can be put to great use. And even kind of a silly spell might surprise you at its utility. It may be ridiculous, but in the right circumstances, any spell could be put to use. Some of the spells that some people have said are not useful, I think is pretty silly, because could think of uses for those spells in various situations. I'm not thinking of an example of one that was posted, but I'm sure if you really thought about it, you could come up with use for just about any spell. And that's the thing, if you're going to be a spellcaster, you've got to be thinking outside the box, because you never know what the situation's going to be, and you've got to put things to the test. I know when I've played spellcasters, I've really stretched my imagination to say, okay, this is a weird situation that we've gotten ourselves into, and this is the only spell I've got. How can I use this spell to help us get out of it? And when you're put to the test, you take your chances. It may fail, but at least you can try. So there's a few thoughts about spells in AD&D. The command spell, how does that work in games where you play with a different language? I'd be curious to know that. I don't have access to a Spanish or other version of D&D to know how that would be interpreted. I guess it does make sense that you can only speak to one individual with a command spell, so it's pretty obvious who you're speaking to. But with certain languages, the way you can form a verb, you can get more out of it than you can a simple single one-word command in English. I know in DCC, with their various levels of success, you can affect more than one creature for even more than a single round of combat. So that is quite different. And then other spells that may not seem as useful, there may be ways to make them more useful or to extend their usefulness. I have to think outside the box. So what spells have you found creative uses for? What spells have you run up against frustration with? And what are your thoughts on how to deal with that? Call in and share your ideas. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and look for my social media avatar and you'll be able to find me. I also have a social page on my blog that directs to all my different social media. So if you want to check out more of what my thoughts and opinions are about different things in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites.